Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of there, folks, and welcome back to another rip-roaring, heart-pounding, toe-stubbing adventure here in Midland Springs. And this ain't no ordinary adventure. Today, we've got the famous Rail Force One coming through town.
The Rail Force One?
That's famous.
It sure is. You see, the Rail Force One is a train that's the most high-tech, high-speed, high-anything you can imagine. In fact, it's the president's personal rail car. Now, he ain't in it today, but something of his is. Something very precious.
Hello. I'm looking for the local sheriff.
I'm the sheriff? Who's asking?
Agent Cactus Pants. Secret Service.
Secret Service? Like the bodyguards for the president?
Mm-hmm. Aren't you a little young to be a sheriff?
Isn't your name a little silly to be working for the president?
The Secret Service has no name requirements. You can thank our founder, Agent Snooty Butterface. I'll cut right to the chase. The Rail Force One is coming through your little town here.
I heard. It's causing quite the excitement. Even though the president's not going to be on it, of course.
Yes, well, I'll let you in on a little secret. The president won't be on it, but something else, almost as important, will. The train is transporting the president's hat.
You mean the first hat?
Bingo. That's the one.
The headpiece?
That's it.
The hat of state?
Okay, that's enough.
I have one more. The top topper?
Yeah, no. We're good. Anyway, it's on the train, and we have reason to believe that a bandit is aiming to steal it.
This bandit wouldn't happen to be Katie Catterwall, would it?
How did you know?
You see, Katie is actually my arch nemesis.
Your primary antagonist?
Yes.
Your number one combatant?
Okay, I see how this can be annoying. Yes, Katie is! And last time we met, she stole my hat!
I'm so sorry.
Well, that's all right. You just gave me another chance here. I'm gonna catch Katie Catterwall in the act and get my hat back!
All aboard!
Boy, I love trains. Thanks for the invite, Tommy. What a great idea for a trip.
Yeah, about that.
A nice, boring train ride with nothing going on.
So, Sal.
Just two friends sitting down and not having to worry about anything at all.
Sal, I'm trying to tell you, we're actually here on a mission.
What? Tommy, I hate missions.
This one's important, Sal.
What could possibly be on this train that's more important than me sitting around and taking it easy?
The president's hat.
The commander in cap?
Yes! The Secret Service thinks Katie Catterwall might be on this train right now, trying to steal the hat.
All right, Tommy. You know I hate adventure, but you can't go around stealing people's hats. A person's hat has one home, the top of their head. What's the plan?
So, here's what I'm thinking. The official hat is in the car right up there. The only way in is through that door. So all we have to do is stay put and keep a close eye.
Excuse me, boys. I'm Jansen the barber. or Barbara Jensen, if you please. But in any case, I couldn't help but notice you two fine gentlemen sitting here looking like you haven't gotten a haircut in ages.
Well, actually, it has been a while. But right now, we're in the middle of a secret mission.
Oh, of course, Tommy. I wouldn't want to interrupt any serious missions you may have. It's just a shame the mission requires both of you at once. Why, I could easily give one of you a haircut while the other stood watch of whatever you're watching.
Ooh, a haircut does sound nice right about now.
But the hats, Tal!
Well, can't you watch the door while I get a haircut?
I guess so. A free haircut might be fun.
All right!
Splendid. Just sit right here, you young buck, and I'll get you started.
I can't remember the last time I got a haircut.
Happy that I can fix that for you. What a beautiful mane you have. All we have to do is just snip and part it a little bit. Some bangs might look nice.
I think the hair is actually covering my eyes.
Oh, those are called super bangs. It's very popular in France. I just came back from there after studying under famed barber Perdot de Barbere.
You hear that, Tommy? I've got super bangs. They're French.
And viola. Done. What do you think?
A little hard to see, but cool, I think.
It's definitely different.
Why don't you have a seat, young sheriff?
Oh, I don't know.
It's okay. I'll keep watch. Just gotta push my hair out of the way.
Okay.
Splendid. Oh, yes. We can definitely do something here.
I generally like it cut a little shorter.
Oh, nonsense. Haven't you been to France? It's all long in the front and short in the back, and they know hair.
I guess they're the experts.
And viola, what do you think?
Looks cool. At least I think it does. I have this hair in my eyes.
Yeah, I can't see the mirror. Barbara Jansen, could you hand me the mirror?
Barbara Jansen? Huh, I think he left.
I don't care what the French think. I can't do this. Whew, much better. Whoa, Stal. Your hair.
Looks cool?
Kind of the opposite.
What? Let me see. Tommy, your hair.
I know. Where did that barber go?
Oh, no, Tommy. Look.
The door's open. And the presidential hat is gone.
Oh, no. Looks like Tommy and Stale dropped the ball and lost the president's hat. Will they ever be able to get it back? And is there a way to fix those haircuts without shaving it all off? Let's find out after a short commercial break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
See, that break wasn't too bad, unlike Tommy's hair. Anyway, Tommy and Stal are frantic. How are they ever going to get the president's hat back?
I'm so sorry, Tommy. I just wanted a free haircut.
It's not your fault, Stal. We've been tricked!
Tricked? By who?
Who do you think, Stal? Katie Catterwall. It's gotta be!
But we haven't even seen her.
We did, Stal. We just didn't know it. Katie is Barbara Jansen!
What? How do you know that?
Barbara Jansen knew my name. How? I never said it. There's only one explanation. Katie dressed up like a barber and distracted us long enough to steal the hat.
The barber looked an awful lot like Katie, come to think of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, Tommy. The president's gonna be so mad at us.
Not if we find a way to get the hat back.
But how are we gonna do that?
I don't know. It sounds pretty hopeless.
Tommy was right. It did sound pretty hopeless. But that's when Stal came up with an idea.
I did?
Yup. Stal came up with a great idea that might just save the day.
Okay. Hold on, Tommy. I have an idea. I think.
What is it, Stal?
What if...
You spread a rumor. Spread a rumor.
Oh, yeah. What if we spread a rumor?
What kind of rumor?
Good question.
That the president's hat was never stolen. It was only the decoy hat that was taken.
Whoa! That's a great idea! We spread a rumor that the president's hat was never stolen. Katie stole the decoy hat. Then Katie hears that rumor. She's bound to surface again. That's when we get her!
That's really smart, Stal!
Thanks.
Thanks, Tommy!
Here's what we do. You go around the train and start spreading around the rumor. I'll stay here and booby trap the room.
Booby trap?
Yeah, I'm gonna put a decoy hat here and rig my lasso so that when Katie tries to take the decoy, she'll get tied up and then we'll get the real president's hat.
All right, I'll go spread the rumor. Excuse me, random train passenger. I heard that the president's hat wasn't really stolen.
What?
Yeah, it turns out the villain just stole the decoy.
The president's hat is on this train.
But don't tell anybody. Wink.
Why did you just say wink?
Because it's a secret. Air quotes.
Why did you just say air quotes? After about an hour or so of this, Stal returned to Tommy and the two of them waited patiently, huddled and staring at the door.
Do you think it worked?
Only time will tell, Stal.
Tickets! Checking tickets! Just an average train ticket checker here. Can I see your tickets?
Oh, yeah, here you go.
And here's mine.
I think we have a problem here, boys.
What's the problem?
These are countdown tickets.
What's a countdown ticket?
Countdown ticket means you have to close your eyes and count down from 10 to 1. Have you done that yet?
Well, no.
I haven't even heard of that.
I don't make the rules. Now come on, let's go.
Fine, but real quick. Don't forget eyes closed.
One, two, three, four, five.
Wait! There's no such thing as countdown tickets!
Six, seven. I think we start at 10, and then we, because that's a countdown, we were counting up.
Sal, that was Katie! Another disguise!
Oh, man!
What the? Hey! Help! Get me down from here!
Well, well, well. How's it going, Katie? Long time no see.
Get me down from here!
In due time, Miss Catterwall.
Katie Catterwall, you are under arrest for the theft of the president's hat. Oh, and while we're at it, for my hat!
You did it, Tommy and Stal. You caught Katie, and you got the hat back. The president thanks you. In fact, here's a personal letter he wrote that says just that.
No thanks necessary, Agent Cactus Pants. We were just doing our jobs.
You're not even gonna read the letter?
By the way, Agent Cactus Pants, any chance you can find my hat now that Katie's in custody?
I think so. Let's talk to that agent over there. Excuse me, Agent...
Agent what's-its-name? Katie Catterwall is going away for a long, long time.
Any chance she had my hat?
Not that I saw, but we're not done with her yet.
Say, Agent, are you new? I don't recognize you.
I started yesterday.
Oh, well, I'm Agent Cactus Pants.
That's a silly name. All right, I gotta go. See you back at the station.
Wait. We don't have a station.
That was Katie Catterwall!
She got away again!
That's right, folks. Agent What's-His-Name was just Katie Catterwall in disguise. She's back out there stealing hats and living life as a bandit. And the worst part? Thomas still doesn't have his hat back. You'd think he'd buy a new one at this point. Oh well, I guess it's just cheap.
Hey!
Anyway, see you next time.
Go, kid, go.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.